You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live, yes, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017. That is 833-212-1017, and always watch and stream us live on YouTube. I'm gonna ask y'all to keep watching and streaming until I get Sherwin Hughes numbers on YouTube, until I get y'all to download the podcast and listen back to Truth to Power like y'all do The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. I will always ask y'all, make sure y'all go back and watch all your favorite shows, but particularly Truth to Power with me, Kyle Wall, because I got to be selfish sometimes. So again, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe as well, as we are on our road to 5,000 subscribers. Now, shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
What it do?
And as always, shout out to you, Truth Nation. I see y'all in the chat. What's happening? LaRon, when you call me Special K, it makes me feel special. And when I say special, not in a good way. In the he special way. What you think, Rhea? Rhea, don't make that face.
Okay.
So how do we describe kids that are special now? What do we say?
I don't know. I ain't got kids. I don't know.
I think everybody on the spectrum nowadays.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, everybody on the spectrum. I just assume most people on the spectrum, right? Because especially these Gen Zers, they claim they on the spectrum. So I just say everybody on the damn spectrum. But that's not what the topic of conversation is. The topic of conversation is many, many different things that I want to touch on. And so for off the top today, I want to provide a nice little update. Actually, no, this won't be off the top today. It won't be off the top. It's just going to be me providing an update. So I just want to give a quick update. Woke up this morning, and I didn't want to get up, but I heard the whoosh, ooh, boom. I heard all the rain coming down. I said, oh, here we go again. I told y'all that rain was coming back. And the rain came back again in many communities. So I want to give a quick update on everything that is happening. Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency after the storms across Wisconsin caused power outages, flash floods, and rivers to overflow across many different communities, across different counties here. And this has been labeled a 1,000-year flood. And Milwaukee recorded the wettest day in 154 years. The wettest day in 154 years. So that just shows you how drastic this storm was. The declaration by Evers is a huge step for us in the process of receiving assistance from FEMA. And listen, I talked about this yesterday, and my thoughts are with those that lost a lot, because there's so many people that lost everything. And I was reading on Facebook somebody who goes in and he helps clean up things for families, right? And he said he was cleaning and cleaning. He got so exhausted that he could not. He said, hey, thanks for the calls. We're done for the day, right? And he said he was traumatized from cleaning this stuff because, like so many of us, we have stories of being traumatized by water and traumatized by flood and traumatized by loss of floods, right? These natural disasters, things like this that happen. And he said at the end of the day, he was physically tired, but also mentally tired because it brought him back flashbacks of when his basement flooded as a kid and he had to use a container to get in as a kid in a row in a container to go get something, right? And so for a lot of people, they have lost a lot and they have lost everything. I mean, you're talking about basements that still have water in it. Now you're talking about additional 65-mile-per-hour winds and additional rain that trees falling on houses. Like, this is extremely dangerous. So, again, I'm thinking about people who are suffering. I was driving through the city of Milwaukee yesterday, making stops, checking on folks. You just see the lines of people's debris outside in the front of their house, right? You see people cleaning out their house. You see people sucking water out of their house. You see people with masks and gloves on. It's just a reminder of how devastating this storm was. The smell of mildew, sewage in people's basements, houses ruined, vehicles ruined. This was a bad storm in Milwaukee. And I remember in 2010, around, I think it was 2009, 2010, around that time, there was a bad storm. And I remember driving up Fond du Lac and I had to go into Lancaster School because we had to find some safe place before the water drained. I didn't take too long, but it was massive floods around 2010 in Milwaukee. This one takes the cake. This one, to me, is probably the biggest storm I will probably ever witness in a long time here. I hope, especially they said this is the wettest day in Milwaukee in 154 years. I ain't going to be here 154 years from now. So I hope this is the worst storm that we see here in the city of Milwaukee, not for my sake, but for the community's sake, because this just didn't impact Milwaukee. This impacted multiple communities and counties that are struggling, especially with the additional rain this morning. So stay safe and utilize all the resources that are available to you. I filled it out yesterday. I'm encouraging you all to fill it out as well. Make sure y'all contact 211 to report the damages that you have and ask for assistance. Again, make sure you contact 211 to report the damages to potentially get assistance, because all of this will go into assessing the overall damage that came from this storm to be able to get assistance through FEMA, because unfortunately, I do know that for those who do rent, right, renter's insurance may not cover this. I talked to somebody today, said my renter's insurance is not going to cover this. They told me they don't cover that, back up a sewer, right? And so now you have people who have this insurance or renter's insurance and now are trying to figure out, where am I going? I don't have the money to be able to do this. I can't pay to have people come and pull this stuff out. So now I got to drag stuff out of here. And we're talking about from young to elderly folks who got to drag stuff out and clean up the community. And now some people are going to be denied claims for renter's insurance. And then on top of that, you're going to have people who get denied different claims for the damage that they have in their basement. So this is devastating. So make sure that we can try to get these FEMA funds by going to 211 and report the damages that you have. You can even ask for assistance for, you know, get some volunteers to help you clean up potentially and also get cleaning supplies. So I highly encourage folks who were impacted by this to make sure that you utilize all the resources out there. 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talk to text line. Now, that was housekeeping that we had to take care of. And now I have to make another public service announcement. The United States of America government is using military force to occupy cities. I repeat, the military of the United States is being used to occupy and becoming an occupying force in Black communities across the United States of America. This has been the topic of the day, and this will continue to be the conversation for the day, because I cannot stress enough is that when we talked about King Trump months ago, you remember that show, The Reign of Trump? You remember that show, Rhea? Okay, maybe you weren't here when I talked about that. I don't know. Or maybe your memory's not great. Probably that. Probably.
Look now.
Huh?
Look now.
That's what it is. Your memory a little sketchy.
You don't even know. You can't even say it.
A little hazy. But I'm telling y'all, we keep seeing the droplets of what tyranny looks like and an authoritarian government looks like. And so what I'm telling y'all this right now is that the United States government is occupying Washington, D.C. And I'm going to allow an ABC 10 news story to break down exactly what is happening on the ground in Washington, D.C. as America, yes, American cities are being occupied by the United States military. It's coming.
Welcome back. President Trump announced today a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and activation of the National Guard to help fight crime in the city.
The president claims intervention is necessary despite Washington, D.C.'s violent crime rates dropping for two straight years. ABC's Christian Cordero has the details from Washington.
Today, the Trump administration is taking over crime fighting in the nation's capital, activating 800 National Guard troops.
You're going to have a lot of essentially military, and we will bring in the military if it's needed, by the way.
The Army says in a statement between 100 to 200 Guard members will be out supporting law enforcement at any given time, helping with administrative work, logistics, and physical presence on the streets. The president falsely claims D.C. crime rates have spiraled out of control. Police data shows crime is actually down 7% since last year. Violent crime has dropped 26%, hitting a 30-year low in January.
And while this action today is unsettling and unprecedented, I can't say that given some of the rhetoric of the past, that we're totally surprised.
Trump has criticized Washington, D.C. for years, establishing a safety task force in March. The administration dispatched federal officials from various agencies last week after a former government staffer was assaulted during an attempted carjacking. The president says he will also deal with homelessness in D.C.
We're going to be removing homeless encampments from all over our parks, our beautiful, beautiful parks, which now a lot of people can't walk on.
Some D.C. residents are protesting the federal takeover.
The people united will never be defeated.
Speaking out against Trump's decision.
If Trump cared about our safety, he would stop mass firings of federal workers. Yeah. Taking away our jobs, our families' jobs, that isn't safety.
The act Trump used to take over the Metropolitan Police Department gives the president control for up to 30 days. He would need help from Congress to extend it. Christian Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Truth Nation, I'm telling y'all this right now. We need to understand what is really happening. And see, I'm going to go beyond surface level. We're going to dig deep and we need to understand what is actually happening and why this is happening. And so when we come back in 3 minutes, I will let you know that martial law is around the corner. Yes, when you send in the military to occupy a city, that is the beginning of martial law. And many of the conspiracy theorists, many of the far right crazies used to talk about how the Obama administration was going to come into cities and declare martial law. But now those same far-right conspiracy theorists are silent because it's the man's who is coming in trying to utilize an occupying force to take over cities. 833-212-1017, what will you do to fight back? Will you stand here and allow for the military to roll up and down the streets of Milwaukee, roll up and down Locust, roll up and down Capitol, roll up and down Sherman, roll up and down Good Hope? Will you allow for this to happen, or will you stand up and will you fight back? Because martial law is around the corner. In 3 minutes, I will let you know why. This is not hyperbole. This is not me exaggerating. But this is me following the tea leaves of what could come to our city. In 3 minutes, I will break it down why Milwaukee could be facing martial law like many other black communities across the U.S. that have blue governors and blue mayors. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. In 3 minutes, I will break down why we should be afraid of martial law in the city of Milwaukee.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Walls, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. Y'all can watch and stream us live by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like and also subscribe as well, as we are on our road to 5,000 subscribers. And as always, 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talking text line. And we're talking about the fact that the United States right now, in D.C. particularly, will have the National Guard deployed inside Washington, D.C. That was declared by the President of the United States and Donald Trump. And listen, Truth Nation, I'm telling y'all this right now. We must take note of what is happening in D.C. because once again, you see the president using military force to take over a city. We saw that happen in California, and now we're seeing happen in D.C. In California, at least you had an excuse or a reason or something that forced them, quote unquote, to want to get that is because of what was happening in a small area of California, of Los Angeles. See, on Monday, Trump said he declared a public safety emergency, which invoked Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, which gave the President Trump the authority to command the D.C. Police Department in conditions of an emergency nature. So based off, he said the crime in D.C. was an emergency nature, which allowed for him to invoke that act to take over authority of the D.C. Police Department. And now Attorney General Pam Bondi is in charge of the Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is I want to understand that it's very interesting, right? I don't know about y'all, but when I heard about this, one of the first things that came to my mind was January 6th. Because some folks on the right tried to tell you that Nancy Pelosi had the power to activate the National Guard, right? That's what they said. They said Nancy Pelosi, not Trump. Pelosi had that. You can go online, you see these conspiracies that Pelosi had the power, not Trump. Trump can't activate the National Guard in D.C. or in the Capitol. That was the false fallacy that was out there, and it's not true. Because we already see today or yesterday that the president had the power on January 6th, just like he had the power yesterday, to stop some of that lawlessness that rang out in the United States Capitol on January 6th. Now, when people broke into the Capitol and wreaked havoc and sent our elected officials running into hiding, Trump did not deem that to be conditions of an emergency. He didn't deem the destruction of our democracy was worth activating a National Guard to protect those who protect and serve our communities. He didn't deem that to be necessary that day. But now he believes it's necessary to activate the National Guard in D.C., and I think that's a complete joke. Now, I understand crime is an issue in many major cities across the U.S. Here in Milwaukee, crime is an issue, right? D.C. has a crime issue. But I want you to know that it ain't just all about that. And that's what we need to focus on, is what this is really all about. Because for me, Truth Nation, when I look at this, in the cities that Trump himself named, right? He named the cities in a press conference yesterday that were on his watch list of different places that he might send in the National Guard as well. He listed off places like Oakland, New York City, Baltimore. And you all know what they have in common. Rhea, do you know what Oakland, Baltimore, and New York City all have in common?
Black people.
They have black people in common. They are black cities. But on top of that, all three cities, including the District of Columbia and D.C., Washington, D.C., are all run by black mayors. They all have black mayors. Now, y'all, racist president knows exactly what he is doing by initially targeting black cities with black mayors. See, what we have to understand, Truth Nation, regardless of what people try to tell you, okay, because listen, men lie, women lie, but numbers do not lie. And regardless of what people try to tell you, black people overwhelmingly supported Joe Biden in the Kamala Harris in the last election. Overwhelmingly supported. 70% of black men, 80% of black women. So don't let nobody ever tell you that black men shifted towards Trump when 70% of us voted for Kamala Harris. Don't let anybody tell you that black women didn't support Kamala Harris when 80% supported Kamala Harris. The black vote supported Kamala Harris, and now black folks are paying the price of not supporting Donald Trump. This is revenge. Our community did not vote for him, so he is attacking our community, which does not support him. He is enacting revenge against the black people for not voting for him, and he is putting military presence inside of our cities. To me, this is a blatant overreach of power, and I have discussed again in the past about one of the cities in Baltimore seeing a significant decrease in crime. I did a whole show highlighting Baltimore and what Mayor Brandon Scott had done in Baltimore to reduce crime in that city. I lauded it as a playbook for us here in Milwaukee to potentially use to curb the violence that we have in our city. It was an example. So we know crime. You already know that. We already know crime is down in Baltimore, but it's on his list of targeting. Why? Blue state, black mayor, black city. Oh, yeah, let's lock them Negroes up. In the case of D.C., crime is down 7% from last year and significantly down from a peak in 2023. Violent crime is down 26% in Washington, D.C. We should be applauding mayors like Mariel Bowser of D.C. for reducing crime and making her city safer. Instead of putting a military force in D.C., he should be trying to say, hey, good job. Let's work together to try to figure out how we can make it even safer. I think he has a personal vendetta against blue states with black cities and black-ran governments. That's just my personal belief. And based off what I'm seeing, that should be a fact. He thinks lowly of black people, and we already know that. Remember how he constantly talks about some of our best and our brightest of having low IQs, though I've never seen him take an IQ test, though I watched him on TV just yesterday talk about how, you know, I don't want to be spending time in D.C. I'm supposed to be going to Russia when his ass is only going to Alaska. That's low IQ. He don't even know where he's going. Let that have been Joe Biden, y'all would have jumped down his throat, but Donald Trump, we want to stay silent. He don't know where he at. Remember when he told our communities they were living in squalor and we had nothing to lose? He told black people in America that you are living in squalor and you have nothing to lose. Here in Milwaukee, we do have low-income neighborhoods, but boy, oh boy, we do have neighborhoods that have money. Just here at Hollier Park, not far from where I do the show here at the 3rd Street Market Hall, was a neighborhood with a lot of black people who had money. I grew up in a neighborhood with middle-class black people. Not too far from me was Heritage Heights, which has middle-class black people. But according to Donald Trump, all you Negroes is the same and you're all living in squalor. That means he thinks lowly of you because of the color of your skin. And remember, Donald Trump thinks lowly of black people because he wouldn't rent to black people. And again, this ain't just what I believe. He was literally sued for this. Because at one of his buildings, they were going into different buildings in New York City, and they sent in a black woman to different places, apartment complexes, to try to rent. The black woman goes in there and asks, do they have any rooms available for her to rent, any places, apartments? You know what they told that black woman, Rhea? When she went in there and asked if they had any apartments for her to rent in the Trump building, they told her we don't have any. But guess what happened? Because this was an experiment and they sued the hell out of these folks. They went back into that same Trump-owned apartment building with a white woman. The white woman said, hey, do you have apartment to rent? They said, yes, ma'am, we do. So you already know that is racial discrimination. So this is who he is. That is from your president. He called for the death penalty of young black boys of the Central Park Five who turned out to be innocent. What in the world makes y'all think with age? What makes y'all think him getting older would make him all of a sudden care about black people? I'm going to tell y'all this right now. The older I get, the less I care about certain stuff. My fuse is shorter. And you know when people get older, they start just speaking their mind. It's an excuse to speak your mind and say whatever you want to say. And so again, what we have to understand is that they only have one black person in his administration. So we got to face it. He thinks y'all black folks are dummies. And especially since y'all weren't smart enough to vote for him, he really think y'all got a problem. So that is why you see him trying to release the National Guard and have martial law, because martial law will come, because let some people protest, I guarantee you, martial law will come, occupy our cities. And what I want to know, Truth Nation, is what are you going to do about it? Because guess what? Milwaukee is next. If y'all think for a second, a city that checks all the boxes, majority black, check. Black mayor, check. There's crime in the city, check. We check all the boxes of what could have the National Guard running through our streets. It is only a matter of time, Truth Nation. It is only a matter of time before they discuss deploying the National Guard in the city of Milwaukee. And what I want to know from you is this. Because a lot of y'all say we got a lot of crime. We got a lot of issues. And I'm one of them. I say we got some crime. We have some issues in our community. Is it time to deploy the National Guard? Do y'all think Trump is on to something? Do you believe Donald Trump has the solution? Do you believe the solution is for Donald Trump to release the National Guard in the city of Milwaukee? 833-212-1017. How many of y'all will welcome with open arms the United States military roaming the streets of Milwaukee? That is what I want to know, because I do believe we are going to be on the list, and I do believe we will be next. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. I want to hear from you, because I'm telling y'all this right now. This is built on racism of the first cities that he names. All black majority cities, all cities that have black mayors, all cities that vote blue. Those are the ones that he's highlighting, as if there aren't any Republican cities across this country that don't have problems. And trust me, I got the stats, because when you look at the crime stats, you best believe when it comes to different crime, when we're talking about rapes, aggravated assault, theft, burglary, car theft, arson, property crime, violent crime. Do you know who leads in all those categories? It ain't black folks that are leading in these categories. So why isn't the conversation of sending in the National Guard to the white communities that have aggravated assaults, that have rape, that have car theft, that have arson, that have property crime, that have violent crime? Because black people don't lead in any of those communities. Those are white issues. So why, oh why, are we the black face, the face of the crackdown? That's what I want to know. 833-212-1017. I see your calls. I see your texts. I see you on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We'll take the calls next. But what I want to know from you, Truth Nation, again, would you welcome the National Guard to come into our community? Because we do have crime in this city, and that's undeniable. But it's the solution, the Trump solution of sending in the National Guard. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power. We'll take your calls and texts coming up in 4 minutes. Keep it locked.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, and they know, and you know, they will take care of you. I'm telling y'all, when I got into a car accident, I made one call, that's all, and they truly took care of the rest. I had back issues. They set me up with physical therapy until I healed, but they focused on the legal aspect and got me the money that I deserve. So if you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, call Gruber Law Offices today, and remember, you never pay a single penny, right? You don't come out of pocket until they win your case. So call them today at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. And always remember, it's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Visit them today at gruber-law.com. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power. We're having a conversation talking about the fact that D.C. is being occupied by the National Guard. The National Guard has taken over Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump is saying that it's because of the crime that they have in the city. Now, again, I'm not saying there isn't crime in D.C. and crime in a lot of major cities across this country, regardless of what we believe, there's crime, right? But crime is down 7%, and it's significantly down since 2023, and violent crime is down 26%. So if anything, Donald Trump should have said, hey, Mayor Bowser, you're doing a good job getting crime down. How can we continue to decrease this? How can I help? But instead, what Trump did was he basically rolled up in there, didn't talk to the mayor, didn't talk to the police, and said, Pam Bondi's going to take over. The National Guard is coming. That is not right. That is absolutely not right. But I do want to hear from you because I believe Milwaukee could be on one of the list of cities that could have an occupying force. 833-212-1017. Al from Sherman Park, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hey, yeah. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Al.
I don't see it as a black thing. I see it as a liberal ideology thing. I see him going after cities that have real liberal policies on violent crime and on the offenders and the no cash bail. And that's what I see him going after, because that just fosters crime when you don't, when you handicap the police, when you keep dropping charges on people that should really be charged legitimately with weapons, and you let them back out on the streets or you let them out early. That's what he's going after. San Francisco is very liberal on that.
You know what's crazy you say about San Francisco? Bakersfield, California, and Fresno, California both had Republican governors, or excuse me, mayors, and they actually had a higher murder rate than San Francisco and Los Angeles. And so there's other places out there that are more than just liberal cities. This is about safety, and it should be about safety. It shouldn't be about liberal. It shouldn't be about, you know, the fact that, oh, you supported me. It should be about the fact that we want to protect people. And Al, I do want to know this. Do you believe that he should have worked with the mayor in the police department to try to come together and collaborate and trying to find the best solution for the city?
She didn't listen. What was it, last 2 years when they had to overwrite the city on some of their more lenient policies and Congress had to get involved and said, no, we're not doing that, letting criminals out. So they gave her a chance.
And crime is down. They gave her a chance and crime is down, though, Al, right? Violent crime is down
26%. They got the same council with the same liberal policies, but again,
but crime
is
down though. If crime is down, if violent crime is down 26%, isn't that a step in the right direction now?
Let's get it to zero where we don't have roving bands of teens going beating up people and then getting let off easily. Let's get it down to zero.
So what about, so do you have the same energy for the white communities that have issues with rape and aggravated assault and domestic violence? Do you have that same energy for that? Why don't we go send the National Guard in to protect women and protect kids?
Let their police department do that.
Wait, no. The National Guard. Wait a minute. The police department. What about the police department here?
If it gets to so bad that when you're going out to Waukesha, that you're afraid to go out at night and you're afraid of getting shot at night in Waukesha.
Guess what, though, Al? You know, I am. But Al, you know this. As a black man, you know, going out to some of these communities, I've been escorted out of Germantown, Wisconsin as a high school kid after a basketball game and had the police wave to us goodbye after there was an interaction between some white students and black students. And what did they do? They harassed the black students. So you know for a fact, and you know people sitting there getting driving while black is real out in Waukesha County, out in Washington County, out in Ozaukee County, out in a lot of these different places. So how are we going to sit here and act like we ain't afraid to be in some of these places that's black, Al? Come on now. There is fear that we have.
Again, if they have a problem, I have confidence that the white people are not going to let their community go down. They're going to have their police go out and arrest and take care of people, have people sentenced harshly.
Okay. I appreciate you, Al. I appreciate Al's insight always. Thank you so much, Al, for having the dialogue and having the conversation. 833-212-1017. Al from Milwaukee, the other Al. Y'all both were fantastic. I always appreciate y'all calling in. What is your take on the Trump and the takeover of D.C.?
Well, it sounds like to me that white horse must be tainted. But I don't welcome them. We don't need that here. We don't. The only thing we need here, we need Cavalier Johnson to get rid of here with them blue balls, get them some nuts, start slamming these people down with concrete walls, steel bars, and silver toilets. And when they come out, they'll be rehabilitated. Okay? You got to keep in mind in places like Waukesha, they was one of the places for human trafficking, by the way. And they have a lot of dope and coke. Wow. And we ain't going to talk about all that violence. So let's not get it twisted. See, the problem is they want to ride that white horse. See, if you're black, get back. If it's violence, be silent. But see, we as black people know how to take care of it. We just need somebody to be loudmouth and have a no-nonsense type of mentality. See, this is your house. And ain't nobody going to come to Milwaukee and tell you how to clean and run your house. But that other person, they can go on right out to Waukesha at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Good luck.
They might get penetrated like them five-year-old little boys who getting exposed in the back door by them Republicans. Now, I don't hear none of y'all talking about that.
Wow. I'll just say this. If I ever got pulled over in Waukesha, just racially discriminate me. Don't try to backdoor me. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'll fight for the rest of my life. Don't do that.
Bruh.
What do you mean, bruh? Al just said to go out there at 2 o'clock in the morning, get penetrated. Hell no. Nah. Just assault me. Hell. I'd rather be physically.
That's wild.
Not sexually. Physically. Oof. No. I would never recover. 833-212-1017. Miss Sandra, you're on the war-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hello. I'm going to speak fast. My thoughts is, number one, he's the biggest crook in town. I hate to see a crook try to make safety when he's the biggest crook. Plus, it's the January 6th people. They knew him. He knew them. They were KKK Proud Boys and all. And so I guess Al be thinking because he's on a mission. He's on a mission. And to me, it's a genocide mission. Because if they said it's going to be complete immunity for the police and National Guards and all of them. So if they hurt us or say something to us, you say something back or they snatch you, you snatch back, they may have the right to shoot you dead. So this is a divide and conquer. And on top of that, that Steve Bannon and a lot of those other folks that's backing them up, they're the whole book. And there's a whole documentary on him on Frontline, and he says he's going to get rid of the whole deep state. So that's what they're after, and they're after to win forever.
I appreciate that, Sandra. I appreciate that. I don't, on election day, it was a sad day in my household. My baby wasn't very happy. She hates Donald Trump. And I said, baby, we lived through it before. It's going to be okay. She said, it's not. Damn, she was right. 833-212-1017. We're talking about the occupation of D.C., of the National Guard that was deployed by the Trump administration. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because he's targeting cities that have black mayors, that have black populations, that vote blue with the National Guard. And Milwaukee checks all of those boxes of black cities, black mayor, votes blue, and has crime. Do you want to see the National Guard deployed in the city of Milwaukee? 833-212-1017. Should you be concerned? Is this something that you think would be good? 833-212-1017. Security Mike, what are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hey, Cal, in those cities, man, crime is actually down. Don't know what Trump's got another motive, man. He's got another motive. And you'll talk to you blue in the face with that one caller, Al, because he's going to come up with any excuse to defend that guy. You see what I'm saying? We don't need that stuff here because we already got high racial tensions. This is going to make it even higher. Mm. Most of those guys that they're going to have deployed here are probably supporters of his and do not like us. So what's going? Some people are going to be getting shot, man, and killed. Remember when the RNC came up here and you had those Ohio police cops here?
They shot somebody.
And I worked over there. I remember that night I came into work. It was like a military zone over there. But they shot that homeless guy.
They did.
This is not going to help, man.
Absolutely. Security Mike, you're right. And with the gentleman that was shot and killed, with the scenario, listen, the police reacted the way that they're trained. But the Milwaukee police were aware of this individual because they have dealt with him, right? That's the importance of community policing and understanding who you are dealing with. When the National Guard comes in, they don't understand that this person has a history of mental health crises, right? They don't understand that. Y'all talking about DeAndre Hamilton, who had a mental health breakdown and was killed by the police officer. There's going to be more DeAndre Hamiltons if you allow for the National Guard to come. They don't know how to police. That's not what they're trained to do. And also for individuals who think that this is a Democrat thing, crime happens in Republican-led cities. Guess what? The mayor of Houston is a Republican. Crime is up in Houston. Jacksonville, Florida used to have a Republican until 2023, and now they have a Democrat. And guess what happened in 2024 for crime in Jacksonville, Florida, Rhea? Crime went down with the Democrat. Oklahoma City has a Republican mayor, and guess what? Crime was up. Tulsa had one. Crime was up. Now they have a Democrat. I have to figure out whether or not crime is down. I'm not going to just say that, but they have murder rates in Oklahoma City that exceed the rates of Los Angeles. So what I'm trying to say is this, is that if it's about safety, then deploy the National Guard in multiple places. But I'm going to tell you on the other side why I am against it and why I do think it's a bad idea. You can always still call in at 833-212-1017 if you have any thoughts or comments about today's conversation. 833-212-1017. We'll wrap up this show on the other side in 3 minutes. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a subscribe because we love you, Truth Nation. But in 3 minutes, I'll share my final thoughts.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's all I
know. That's all I know. Truth Nation, please join us for our third annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 23rd. That's next Saturday, August 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's completely free, and we will have food, we will have great music, and prizes and backpacks for the kids. So make sure you save the date for August 23rd for our third annual Truth Family Fest from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is presented by, Truth Family Fest is presented by Crash Course Drivers Education Center and U.S. Cellular. Also sponsored by MATC, Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, BMO Harris Bank, Big Frog, Educators Credit Union, and Riverside University High School. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and we're having a conversation talking about the fact that the National Guard is being deployed in D.C., and I believe this is the first domino that will fall, as Milwaukee will eventually be on the list of cities. And the cities that he mentioned, Oakland, Baltimore, and New York, all have something in common. They're black cities that also have black mayors. And they also have crime. And he is deploying the National Guard. Is Milwaukee next? That's what I want to know from you, Alan in Milwaukee. What's happening? Do you think Milwaukee is next when it comes to the National Guard being deployed?
I think they're on the list without a doubt. I think that there's, I'm not, first of all, I'm a diehard Trump guy, man, all in. But right now, I'm anti-troops on the street because that's kind of why we fought the Revolutionary War. Remember the quarter and they kick in your door?
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons. That's why we got the Second Amendment, though. And, you know, here's the thing with Milwaukee. People who don't live here don't realize it's unsafe. It's been unsafe for years. The problem is, especially now in Chicago, you can't even go to the Magnificent Mile no more to go shopping. I mean, it's just they let it become overrun. Milwaukee's nowhere near that bad. But in Chicago, for some reason, they got that sanctuary city thing running wild. I won't even go down there,
Alan,
shopping.
I appreciate you. I do have a question for you. You said you're a Trump diehard. How did you take the Epstein news?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean the Epstein news?
I mean, the fact that he was on the Epstein list until they redacted his name from, I had the FBI go through and.
I don't, first of all, if he was on, I'm going to say this, if he was on that list, yes, there was such a, in any bad way, did he know who Epstein was? Possibly. I have my theories about Epstein. I think he was both a Mossad and a CIA MI6 creation. There really is no.
Alan, you do realize that him and Epstein are like, they were close buddies and they're falling out. The report of falling out. No, not people say. Like, he went to his house, he hung out. I don't know about you, I don't go to people's houses. I don't, like, multiple times they hung out. They're actually friends, and he wrote them that letter, which, you know, the birthday book. But on top of that, the falling out, actually, they said between those two came because Epstein was going to buy a property and he asked Trump to help him out with some ideas of the potential property he's going to buy, about ideas for a pool. And then Trump worked with some Russian person to be able to buy the house. And Epstein said, I know Trump ain't got this money. Where'd he get this money? So there's definitely a relationship between those two. Definitely. Now, I don't know if Trump touching on little girls. I don't
there
know.
There you
that.
Go. There
I,
you go.
I, but I do,
there you go.
I do know they definitely had a relationship.
Well, in business, you do things with some pretty dastardly people. You don't have to like the people, but sometimes you got to be in bed with people who aren't good people.
Even
look at like the government.
Even if
what
they,
we do.
Wait a minute. Even if he says, I know he likes them young, don't you think that's weird?
I don't know.
He did
I don't
say
think
that.
He said that.
No, he,
gonna,
no, he, no,
no
he said,
because
no, he,
I don't
no,
believe
no, no, he did
I
say
don't.
That. No, he, it was it was.
Pu- well,
it was,
he might have. It might be in the news.
It was published in 2003, I think.
But I don't read that stuff, and I don't care about the news. I live my life according to God's word, the Bible, and what I think is right.
Well, you know what's ungodly is being friends with somebody that touch on little girls. But thank you, Alan. I appreciate that, man. And I'll end the show with this, because I'm running out of time now. Listen, I don't think it's a good idea for the Trump administration to go into D.C. without notifying the mayor or the police department. I think it's a setup for disaster, and I don't think it's a good idea because, again, like I said before, if you're not coordinating with the local officials, you're going to ask for bad things to happen. And we have to understand is that the National Guard, though I respect what they do, they have zero training in public safety. That's not what they do. They're trained to kill. That's what they're trained to do. They're trained to go to war. So again, I just want people to understand that this is a terrible idea and that we should be concerned and worrisome about this potentially coming to Milwaukee. So be careful what you wish for, Truth Nation, because we just might get our wish. And then when it's your son or it's your daughter or it's your niece or it's your nephew or it's your cousin being yanked up by the National Guard, beat up by the National Guard, arrested for a light thing they may have done, then you'll feel the pain. I do think that Cavalier Johnson needs to take this as a wake-up call to make sure the National Guard is not coming here. But we need to make sure that the National Guard has no reason to come here. So let's come together and just be a better city. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Thank y'all so much, Truth Nation. Peace out. I will see y'all tomorrow. Raise up, get yourself together, and bang your pocket soul.